It's so important that you understand what a comprehensive financial plan should address. So I want to hit that at a little bit more of a 30,000-foot view. I've gotten into some of those details today in this show. So if you've missed some of this, go back and listen to our podcast. We'll have it up on our website by Monday. Click on radio at broganfinancial.com. But let's just look at all these components. So, you know, a big piece of it is your income plan. How do you structure Social Security? How do you consider spousal and widow benefits? Can you afford to delay your benefit? Understanding Social Security is critically important. Your pension decision. Which type of income should you take, or should you take the lump sum? Be careful with that. Be careful you don't go for the money grab and take the lump sum. It needs cautious analysis. There's pros and cons all the way along. And then how are you going to supplement your income? How are you going to supplement Social Security, for example, and with your savings and get the income you need? And then how are you going to structure income that you're not really affected by market volatility in the short term? Then how do you invest your money? So then the investment plan, how do you invest your money to achieve that outcome? You know, a financial plan should all be about trying to achieve a specific outcome that you need to achieve and want to achieve, and what plan gives you the greatest likelihood at achieving that outcome. You know, here's a great way to say it. Do you want to be rich, or do you want to know that you'll never be poor? Just about everybody I talk to says, Jim, I'd rather know that I'm never going to be poor. Because sometimes in pursuing making more money, we could threaten our security. But we do need to make money and have growth because of inflation. But measuring risk so you can make wise decisions and not get investment outcomes that are unexpected is critically important. Tax planning, I talked about that in the first part of this show. You know, tax planning, in my opinion, as we move forward, is going to become more and more critical. I think our tax system is likely to change, maybe dramatically, in the next 5 to 10 years. Then you've got your estate planning. We haven't gotten into that. How are you going to make sure you're taken care of while you're alive if you can't take care of yourself? And then how are you going to take care of your loved ones? How do you want to make impact in this world? How do you want to structure your assets to make that impact? And, of course, healthcare planning is a big piece of that. So all of these are important. Those are the five major components of a comprehensive financial plan for retirement.